This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here for one more day with Dr. Ralph Martin, who's been here all week long, talking to us about Fatima. What a beautiful and important story for our time. If you haven't had a chance to hear the program this week, I would encourage you to go to our website. Literally from Monday right through the week, we've been talking about it. And I think each day, we just kind of received a bit of a rich deposit of God's grace to talk about things that are very applicable to each one of our lives right here and right now. That message is alive today. It's very important for us to take in. So go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs right there on your computer or download them and put them on whatever device works for you to listen to them at your leisure. While you're there, you can check out lots of other good stuff on the website, free booklets, a lot of good teaching, our products that we've created really to help you walk in the Lord fully in His plan and purpose for your life. And our TV shows, The Choices We Face, Crossing the Goal are there. And of course, Sister Ann's wonderful radio show, Food for the Journey. But welcome back, Ralph.
Hey, Peter, I'm so glad we have one more program because I'd really like to share some of the things that really touched me very deeply, some of the things that the children themselves said, if that's okay.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Well, they were besieged by people asking them all kinds of things, and they were besieged by people saying, please ask Mary, please ask the beautiful lady from heaven to heal my son, or this, that, the other thing. And the answers of Mary are very interesting. Sometimes she said, well, that person will be healed eventually, or that person needs to say many rosaries before they get healed, or that needs to be conversion there, or that person won't be healed. What gave me a feeling about this is that it's so personal, it's so individual. Like, heaven really knows each soul. It really is true that the hairs of our head are numbered, and Mary and Jesus really know what's best for us, when it's good for us to get healed, when it's not good for us to get healed, when other things need to happen first. So I just thought that was very interesting. But then people would also ask the very personal questions, like they would talk to Francisco. This is the dialogue. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a carpenter? No, ma'am. A soldier? No, ma'am. Surely you'd like to be a doctor? No, not that either. Oh, I know what you want to be, a priest. Then you could say mass and preach. No, ma'am, I don't want to be a priest either. Well, then, what do you want to be? I don't want to be anything. I want to die and go to heaven. Mm. Just their focus on the goal, as it were.
Yeah.
Just before he died, he was telling Jacinta what he most loved about what they're experiencing together. He says, I love seeing the angel, and I love seeing Our Lady even better. But what I like best of all was seeing Our Lord in that light which Our Lady put into our hearts at the final apparition, October 13th. The Lord Himself came to in glory, but also as a baby. So that's what he's talking about. I love God so much, but He's so sad because of all the sins. We mustn't commit even the tiniest sin. His illness got worse, and he wanted to make his first communion before he died, even though the angel had given him the cup. Yeah. You know, like the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, you know, God normally works through His normal means, but He can do whatever He wants, and so He wanted, anyway. So,
yeah.
So he knows he has to go to confession before he has to receive his first communion. This is the night before he dies. And so he didn't want to go to confession until Jacinta and Lucy could come. And he said, please tell me any sins I may be forgetting. I want to tell them all. And so they would remind him of things. He said, remember when you told a lie there? Remember when you disobeyed your mom? You know, and so he really wanted to make a really good confession. The night before he died, Lucy came to him. And this is her final conversation with him. Goodbye, Francisco. If you go to heaven tonight, don't forget me when you get there. Do you hear me? No, I won't forget. Be sure of that. Then seizing my right hand, he held it tightly for a long time, looking at me with tears in his eyes. Do you want anything more? I asked him, with tears running down my cheeks too. No, he answered in a low voice. Goodbye then, Francisco, till we meet in heaven. Goodbye. Then at 10 o'clock the next morning, Francisco said to his mother, Mother, look at that lovely light by the door. And then he died. Wow. Mary had come for him, a very, very happy occasion. Now, Jacinta, you don't want to have favorites, but Jacinta's really something. She just really was so focused on the salvation of souls and so focused on the eternal destiny of everybody. And And she was offering herself. She was willing to suffer more. Mary said, "Are you willing to suffer more?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Are you willing to suffer more for the conversion of sinners?" And she said, "Yes." And then Mary said, "Well, what's going to happen is that you're going to go to a hospital, and it's not going to go very well. Then you're going to go to a bigger hospital, and you're going to die alone." Now, Jacinta, in her humanity, said, "Couldn't Lucy go with me? Couldn't my mom go with me?" And Mary said, "This is the path the Lord has for you right now, but I will be with you."
Just before you go on, Ralph, just to remind everybody, how old is she at this point?
She's probably 10 by this time.
Okay, so she's 10 years old.
Yeah. No, she's probably 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how God, the Father, the creator of the universe, and Jesus Christ, his son, is relating to a 9-year-old child, you know, and he's very serious about her.
Yes.
And he's serious about her response to him.
Yes.
And it means a great deal to him.
It does.
And it means something for the world. It actually means something for people. I mean, just hearing the story, it's easy to go by this stuff, but just stop for a minute
and I'm glad. This is
astounding.
I'm glad you're stopping here because this reminds me of another thing that happened to them. They found some ropes on the side of a path, and they decided to wrap them around their waist as a little penance, a little something, discomfort, a rough rope, you know. And then they would wear them at night, too. But Mary said, "Look, the Lord is pleased with your sacrifice, but he doesn't want you to wear the rope at night." Mm. You know, like moderation, but yes, he's pleased with your sacrifice.
Also, you know, a rope could come off at night in bed. It could get, things can happen, you know what I mean? Or they don't get enough sleep that he thinks they need.
Yeah,
it's like the Father knows them.
He knows what's wise. It's just so amazing to think this is going on.
You know?
Anyway, she has an operation. She's too weak to get general anesthesia. And they give her local anesthesia, but it doesn't work very well, and they take 2 of her ribs out.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the big hospital in Lisbon, and there's an orphanage next door where the nun who's in charge of the orphanage visits her and takes care of her. And she says, as she's dying, she says, "I wish that the fire that's in my heart of love for Mary and Jesus could be in every heart." And so I just feel like I want the fire that was in Jacinta's heart to be in my heart. And I feel like the witness that Lucy has done by writing these accounts of her cousins up is helping communicate that fire into her own heart. So I'm hoping that the programs that we're doing, Peter, would spread the fire on the earth, but now spread the fire that was in Jacinta's heart, so much loving Jesus and Mary, that would come to our heart too. And I just hope too that Jacinta's words to us would be, "Have you offered a sacrifice today for the conversion of sinners, for reparation for sin, and saying the rosary every day?" I hope that those very practical things would become a part more and more of our lives, you know, because Mary's asking us.
Yeah, just to circle back on a point you made a couple of days ago, and how human suffering and offering human suffering, the difference it can make. Because there's people who are listening maybe who are battling things, Ralph, like old age or cancer or some kind of very serious physical ailment or something like that they're fighting against.
Yes.
And they're struggling with it. And why did God let this happen in my life?
Yeah.
I think there's something from her story and what's being revealed there that can be very helpful and useful for people in these kinds of moments.
It reminds me of what St. Francis de Sales said about illness. He said, "Look, try to get better. But remember, everything's happening under the providence of God. If you don't get better, either by getting healed by God or through doctors, don't waste your suffering. Turn it into reparation for sin. Turn it into intercession. Join your suffering with the suffering of Jesus. Cry out to God for mercy for the world, you know?" And so God, because this is a fallen world, because the devil is like a roaring lion, because we're wounded creatures, there's evil in the world. There is, because of sin, because of the weakness of our flesh and just the fragility of our bodies. It's just the fact. Creation's under a curse, and that includes disease. That includes all kinds of things. So the wisdom of the church, the wisdom of the saints, is don't waste your suffering, but join it to the suffering of Jesus and offer it as reparation for sin. Turn it into a cry to God for mercy for the world.
Yeah, very good.
Well, Jacinta dies. Mary visits her several times when she's dying, and this is what he told her. She said that war is a punishment for sin, that many fashions would come into the world that would offend our Lord very much, that many marriages today are not of God, that priests must be very pure and concentrate on their mission to the church and souls, and that many, finally, more souls go to hell because of sins of impurity than any other. Our Lady also mentioned the importance of respecting priests and doing penance. She dies. And in 1935, her body was moved to the parish cemetery in Fatima from the place in Lisbon where she was first buried. And on March 1st, 1951, her coffin was exhumed and she was moved to the Basilica in Fatima, and her body was found to be incorrupt. Mm. And then just last year, Pope Francis canonized both Jacinta and Francisco. So now they are St. Jacinta and St. Francisco. So I don't want us to leave this series without asking the intercession of Jacinta and Francisco. So St. Jacinta, pray for us. St. Francisco, pray for us. May the fire in your heart, may the clarity of vision that God gave to you, may the zeal for souls that God gave to you be given to us as well through your intercession and through your example and through the words of Lucy.
Oh, I mean, so much, Ralph, has been shown to us in this whole story. We could actually do another week on this at some point because there's so much more to it, but we got the essentials this week. And one of the things that I've tried to encourage, like at men's conference, speaking to men, you know, who hear some of this stuff and they want to change and they might feel like, you know, I just am not a spiritual leader. I haven't been a spiritual leader in my home and family. I really don't know what to do. And this thought keeps going through my mind. Just follow the children. Like, do something, even if you have to be this simple.
Yeah.
To draw your kids together in the living room and say, kids, you know what? I just want to say to you, I haven't led us very effectively in prayer in the family, and I really want to do that. And I'm sorry that I didn't do it, but we're going to change. I don't know all the answers how to do this, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to get on our knees. We're going to put our forehead on the carpet, and we're going to say just what the angel taught the children, you know? Mm. God and my Father, you know, I believe in you, I adore you, I hope in you, and I love you. And I pray for all those who don't believe in you, don't adore you, don't hope in you, and don't love you, and do that three times. If that's all you do to begin a day as a family, that's a start.
Yes.
You know, and just humble yourself and just lead them because that's what the angel taught them, and that's what he wants to teach you.
Yeah.
And so to rightly order your family in the right posture before God, take that simple step and keep praying and keep opening your heart, and the Lord will then lead you in the next steps.
Yeah, and even if you can't get a whole rosary done, say a decade of the rosary with your family, you know, pray in the car when you're driving, you know, give up that dessert, you know, as a little sacrifice for sins, you know, or take a little fast from social media for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, a little sacrifice.
And it's so key for a father to communicate what's in his heart and the longing of his heart, not just I have to do certain rules, but to just communicate his love for God and his desire to love God and lead his family.
Very good. Yeah.
That is what, I mean, very few children will turn away from that.
Yeah.
If they can't answer the why question and it's just rules, that makes it difficult.
Right.
But they know why. If the father's heart is engaged and he's doing it out of love, they know that's what love demands.
Right.
And so...
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's really good.
Well, Ralph, we just have a few seconds left in the program. We actually only 30 seconds. Would you like to say one closing thought here or anything for the week?
I want to say, St. Jacinta, pray for us again and again, and St. Francisco, pray for us, and may your hearts be set on fire with the salvation of souls like your hearts are set on fire. Amen.
Amen, friends, and may the Lord answer that prayer in your life. You are called as well to deep union with God, a transformed life here and now. And he wants to lead you to repent of your own sins, to be set free, and to join him to seek and save the lost. And the saints of Fatima can help us do that. Have a blessed week, a weekend, and hope to see you next week.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.